What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Dustin in New Jersey about Idlib. And Idlib is in northwestern Syria. It's way, way over, very close to the coast. So I don't know to what extent Turkey is involved there or has an interest there. Right now, though, with what's going on around Afrin, I imagine relations between Syria and Turkey are headed down.
You know, remember Russian intelligence, because Russian intelligence is pretty good, intercepted, you know, communiques between there was going to be the coup in Turkey. So I'm thinking maybe Turkey, you know, because they have a pretty good intelligence agency when it comes to boots on the ground there, you know, in Syria and that border area, Turkey, you know, that maybe... Yeah, you know, this is just Turkey's not dealing with this anymore. Maybe this is a U.S. operation, or Britain, especially Britain or France, Mike, with this next chemical attack. Because all the chess pieces are being moved around now. You can see that.
No question.
Right? I mean, so...
No question.
So I'm thinking, Mike, Turkey maybe is telling them, because remember Russia came out and says that there was like a couple chlorine canister tankers or whatever that were being moved into position. And I believe you yesterday, I think you said like there was, or somebody called in, they said there was missing townspeople. So, like,
missing children.
Yeah. So, Mike, they'll
use... Missing children.
Mike, they'll use them. They'll use
yes,
those
they
bodies.
Will.
And, yeah. Yeah. But what does that tell you about the West, Mike? Like to... You know what I mean? To do that kind of... You know what I mean? Like, they're doing that, in obviously intentionally, but what does that tell you about just their mentality? It's a garbage, you know? I mean, it's like...
Well, it says they don't think much of our mentality because, you know, gassing a bunch of kids, that's almost designed to provoke the maximum shock so that we won't think about what we're being told. But that's the only reason to do it. And as I was saying earlier, if Assad was stupid enough to use chemical weapons at this point when he's already won the war, why use them on civilians? Why use them on children, especially? Why not use them on the enemy? Assad is not going to use chemical weapons. And I'm seeing in posts all over the place, articles in all the foreign press, everybody knows this is going to be a U.S. false flag followed by a major U.S. attack into Syria because the U.S. doesn't want to admit they lost.
And remember, he gave up his weapons. That was all officially, you know, it was all official because they brought those weapons to a ship off the coast that were destroyed. It's a specialty ship. And
yep.
that was all signed. So all this is going on is from the terrorists that Saudi Arabia, Israel, Britain, United States, and France has been arming, Mike. And I have to throw in Canada there. Not that they're arming them with chemical weapons, but Canada is complacent in this same, and so is a lot of the EU. You know, I mean, they're complacent with this because they're all friends with Saudi Arabia and these jihadis. Of course, remember, Mike, I called the other day, I said almost 90,000 jihadis were killed. Well, what about maybe another 100,000 or whatever, 10,000? They got to be coming from somewhere, people. You know, what's the majority? They're coming from Britain, France, elements in the Caucasus, and Saudi Arabia, Mike. That's an army size. I mean,
yes.
Over 100,000.
That's exactly what it was. It was an army.
That's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And we're going to switch over to Tom in Connecticut. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Tom, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Remember those trillions that were missing from the Pentagon and that evidently started the first ever audit of the Pentagon?
I emailed
my senator, who was on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Blumenthal, right?
Yep.
So he gets back to me. Thank you for your message. He makes no mention of my question, which is classic...
Yeah.
Political tactic. In the middle of his response, he says, this final defense bill secures significant increased investments in high-priority programs critical to our nation's defense and Connecticut's economy, including submarines. the F-35 and helicopters, which are the New London electric boat. Then we got Sikorsky, and then we got, I don't know who's working on the F-35 here. $26.5 billion in defense contracts is coming to Connecticut. So he feels he's done his job, evidently.
Yes.
And how do you unwind? See, this is the whole thing about bringing home the bacon. You know, these, especially the F-35, I think that I heard that 46 separate states have significant manufacturing jobs tied to this turkey, right?
Yep.
So, you know, it's very disappointing to try and figure out how, let alone the fraud and corruption, which I tried to get some kind of answer out of him, that he may have some concern about that. But, you know, this is just so sad that our country is so deeply involved in jobs tied to these things.
Yes. It is.
So,
well, it's about all we know how to make anymore, and we don't even really do a good job about that.
No, we don't make
right,
no. The crap that we make falls apart. It's crap. That was just my little riff for today. So I don't know where it all goes, but thanks for taking the call, and take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates rejoining the network. And back to the phones to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Mark, are you there?
Oh, yeah, hi. I'm sorry, Mike. Mike. I was in the other room. Yeah, I'm right here.
Got to stay on that phone.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen to Mike. It's a couple of things. One, you were just talking about the that guy Andre there in Ukraine. You know who broke this story and interviewed this guy? He's Lee Stranahan, who's now on Fault Lines in the Morning on Sputnik TV. I've spoken Nick Radio, this guy, Garland Nixon and Lee Stranahan, used to be for Breitbart, but Breitbart fired him because he was too good for them. You know, he knew too much.
Yes.
He's still covering, he's had a lengthy interview with this guy. So more and more is coming out about what really is going on. Problem is, the mainstream media is just not reporting on it. Okay, you finally got it. But it's in the foreign press, obviously, in the Russian press, but it isn't, he's trying to get it out. I'm trying the best I can. Every time I see it, I just share. But so far, it doesn't look like he's been having much success in getting this out. And he's been working on this, what's happened in Ukraine, for over a year. That's one of the reasons he was fired from Breitbart, because they told him basically to quash it. And also, he was talking about CrowdStrike, and they were telling him to quash that also. So that's pretty much as far as that goes. The other thing is about Syria now. We got to stop this. We got to try to, you know, we got to try to call congressmen, call whoever else, and say we know what's going on. We're not stupid. The people in this country are not that stupid anymore. We're not going to buy this stuff. We're not going to get dragged into another war. And if Russia gets into it, that could be it. Like I said, it would be, if that happens and it gets to the worst scenario, which is, of course, nuclear, nobody's going to win. This world would probably be kind of like that movie with Mel Gibson there in Australia. What was it called? Road Warrior? Or maybe like...
Road Warrior, yeah.
Or maybe Denzel Washington in the Book of Eli. That's basically what the world, if there was human beings would survive at all. That's pretty much what it would be. And, you know, we better get wise, because this could escalate and escalate. I understand the Russians now moved a big fleet in there.
So
they may not be playing around this time. They may not just not let it happen. And they think we could just kill a leader of a country like Assad, you know, to take him out and stuff like that. What we do to them, they can do to us. It's always been known you don't kill another country's president. You don't do that. Even in times of the Cold War, we might have had somebody knocked off, like Allende in Chile. Well, our people didn't do it. They were hired, you know, they were hired probably by the CIA or whoever, Chileans to do it. But this would be extremely arrogant to just bomb the palace and kill the president of a country that's done nothing to us. We'd be opening the door to a lot of stuff. Not to mention the possibility.
Yes, we would be. We would be. I mean, if the U.S. were to attack Damascus and target, you know, Assad, then the U.S. has set a precedent that nations that don't like us don't have to go to war with us. They just have to bomb Washington, D.C., which I would hate to see happen because there's a lot of cool museums there that are still on my bucket list.
They don't just have to bomb them. All they have to do is wait till, for instance, you know, get a good shot at it, at the president, a vice president, a secretary of state. And they don't even necessarily have to do it in the United States. They tour other countries, and that would be when we're at the weakest, when a president would be at the pretty much at the mercy of the host of the foreign country. So, you know, they could do a lot of things. Wouldn't be pretty. Now, I'm wondering whether the Russians would just sink the sixth fleet this time if we do this. I think they have the capacity to do it. And I think, like you said, their weapons seem to be better than ours these days. They have those S-4 missiles that they, if they have them in, and I have a feeling they're in country now, they could be shooting down our planes. Question is, what will we do in response? Because, you know, I don't see the people in this country ready to back up a war like this. Not at this point.
I don't. And that's why we have to be on guard for another major, major false flag. Back on 9/11, about that time, it emerged that there had been an alternative plan, which was to have Al-Qaeda terror attacks in multiple countries all on the same day. And this gets back to that odd story about the caves behind the church in that town in France, because it's going to take something really big to get ordinary people back on that war wagon. Because everybody I talk to around here, and we've got this, you know, high per capita density of military people, they are not ready to back up this government in more wars of aggression.
I'm concerned that they might try something like the sum of all fears. Well, of course, it wasn't the U.S. government that it was European Nazis, I think it was, that supposedly did that. But that they actually might do something like that. They might bomb...
They could.
A city, an American city, blame it on and blame it on Russia, or blame it on China, or something like that. Even blame it on Iran, and that, you know, in order to get the people really riled up. I'm really concerned. There's nothing. These people are evil, Mike. I really believe these people are evil. People in charge of this country right now, the people, the deep state, they're evil. They don't. I don't respect them. I don't look at them as my leadership, the leadership of this country. I feel as if we're actually, you know, being occupied by a foreign power.
We are.
Evil, almost like Nazi Germany or Soviet Union took us over. But you know, and they don't have any use for us either, other than to use our military to do their dirty work, because they know they couldn't use any other military in the world. So they figure they can get away with using ours. It is something we got to stand up against, Mike. We got to stop them. We cannot let them. The word has to get out. I'm trying my best. I talk to people. I push. I share everything I can. I've been threatened by Facebook a couple of times already, putting too many Alex Jones show, you know, videos, you know, stories out there. I'm just doing that because I know they don't want Jones at all on this. So I'm pushing every story from InfoWars I can. But they threaten, you know, basically to. You know, they're not going to tolerate this. You know, I forget their exact words, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. You want to kick me off Facebook? I'll find some other way. I also share with Twitter. I do everything I can. I talk to people. I say I tell people what's going on and pass the word. They're not going to silence us, Mike. If I have to, personally, I think if we have to speak in smoke signals, we have to send up smoke signals to communicate, we'll do it. We're not going to watch the mainstream news. We're not going to get our news from the mainstream news. Mainstream news is like turning on, you know, you get more news from a comic book. And by the way, I include Fox News in that also, other than Tucker Carlson, who sometimes I watch because the guy seems to really, you know, get it to a degree. But other than, you know, it's a total joke. I did see some of it today with this. I saw the other bum there, Lindsey Graham, the other warmonger. Talking about McCain there, because I was at the gym and it was right there in front of me and on the TV, you know, with the monitor there, with the, you know, even the captions and all. So, you know, I couldn't help it. But, I mean, I'm fed up with that, too. I mean, I believe in God. You know, I believe you have a soul, and I believe your soul goes to him, and he then decides, he just makes his judgment, and it's up to him to judge whoever goes up, you know, dies and goes to see him at that point. However, I'm going to judge, but I will, that doesn't mean I can't judge what McCain did on this earth. And I think he was behind just about every evil in the last maybe 10, 15, 20 years. He had his filthy hands in it. He was a warmonger, and he was a he would support the worst type of Islamist terrorist in the Middle East to try to overthrow secular decent government, and he also supported the worst type of not neo Nazis, actual Nazis in the Ukraine, including that guy Banderas, what's his name, Banderas unit there, who was named after a war criminal, Stephen Banderas, back in World War II. He was bad news, and same thing with Graham. Graham is another bum. And the problem is he seems to be smuggling up to Trump now, and Trump just doesn't seem bright enough to understand who these people are and what they're about. That's pretty much it, Mike. You know, I think whatever else you have to say on here, okay?
Okay, well, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to let you go here. It's really unfair to point to just one person or even just a handful and say it's all their fault, because it's like Roger was saying earlier, it's systemic. The evils committed by the Nazis were committed by all the Nazis, not just by Adolf Hitler. The evils committed by all of the Soviet government were committed by all of the Soviet government, not just Stalin. And unfortunately, the evils being committed by the U.S. government are being committed by everybody in the U.S. government, and not just by John McCain or Bill Clinton or Donald Trump or whoever. So anyway, story just came on out. This is, again, from Russia Today. Apparently, a large supply of chemicals has been delivered to the militants in Syria's Idlib with the assistance of the White Helmets aid group. Poisonous chemicals, I should point out there. And the chemicals were delivered to an arms depot used by the militant group Ahrar al-Sham, accompanied by the 8 members of the White Helmets organization. And they were met by 2 high-ranked Ahrar al-Sham commanders. Yeah, it may be happening this weekend. It may be happening this weekend. And it's amazing. We all see what it is. We all see what's happening. And we can't stop it from happening. All right, let's talk about the economic news here a little bit. Story coming out of Zero Hedge on how the tectonic plates of geopolitics are starting to shift. And it starts out saying that the peak of the American empire has already come and gone. That's certainly true. Been like a year and a half, and startup companies in this country still cannot build a decent rocket engine. We're still having to buy them from Russia. Quite a bit different from the 60s and 70s when we built very good rocket engines. But the only thing holding the U.S. empire in a position of advantage, I'm not even going to say supremacy, is that dollar hegemony. But that's coming apart. Now, U.S. leaders have always used the dollar as a weapon. But recent years, geopolitical rivals and longstanding allies are coming to an increasing understanding that the unipolar role played by the U.S. in the world's centralized financial system is way past its expiration date. And yes, it is. Yes, it is. We'll be right back after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about how America's peak as an empire has come and gone. And they're trying to bring back the glory days, if not total world conquest, then at least a new Cold War, and to get the world back to using the dollar as the global reserve currency. but there's really no need for that. Now, at the end of World War II, when Bretton Woods was signed, and most accounts were still being settled in boxes of paper notes or gold and silver bars, having a single recognizable global currency did make sense. But in today's world of instantaneous global financial payment and confirmation, having a single currency is an obsolete idea. And yet the U.S. is still committed to pushing that idea forward. Now, as you know, Donald Trump has come to a new trade agreement with Mexico, which popped up the stock market, and everybody's going, huzzah, huzzah. And unfortunately, this deal replaces NAFTA. And so at this point, Canada got left out. And I'm sure the Canadian government and economists are wondering what happened and how they got played. Now, supposedly the U.S. is saying that, you know, if Canada wants to come on in, yeah, they can. But it was rather rude, I think, and ill-considered for Trump to simply arbitrarily pull out of NAFTA, like he did the nuclear deal, and make a deal with Mexico without involving Canada in the process. I think that's going to cause some diplomatic friction. Okay, Barclays is the first bank to sell commercial paper linked to the LIBOR alternative. Now, you know, LIBOR has been hit with a lot of scandals related to rigging. But Barclays is issuing this commercial paper tied to the benchmark, which regulators hope will replace the scandal-plagued London interbank offered rate, the so-called secured overnight financing rate, or SOFR. And apparently, last Friday, Barclays sold $525 million of the short-term debt linked to SOFR. And so they have a new economic instrument to play with. But, you know, somebody will find a way to rig SOFR the way they rig LIBOR, because that's what they do, because none of them ever get sent to prison or anything like this. Another big retailer is starting to have to close stores, and this one is Victoria's Secret, which basically is another reason not to bother going to the shopping malls anymore. But we're seeing all these iconic retailers closing. Claire and I, in the regular course of our travels around this part of town, we drive right by what used to be the Toys R Us building. And I remember we went by it when they were taking the Toys R Us sign down, and it felt kind of sad, because Toys R Us are something I grew up with. And but we're seeing more and more of these iconic retailers shut down. And you can't look at what's going on out there in retail Mageddon and say this economy is healthy. I mean, it's great for the one percenters. It's great for the military-industrial complex. It's great for Israel. But for the rest of us, it is terrible. Story coming out. Apparently, Wells Fargo is in trouble again. They're looking at major layoffs, more scandals, and they too are caught up in this latest massive housing bubble. It's like they've repeated the mistakes of 2007, 2008 all over again, because it makes a fast buck. Because when the 2008 mortgage-backed security fraud imploded, the bankers didn't pay for it. The taxpayers did. Yes, the Lehman Brothers went out of business, but for the most part, the banks were all saved by TARP and QE and all this other stuff, because protecting the banks and protecting the money is much more important than taking care of the American people and what's good for them. And there's more bad news here for Donald Trump. Apparently, the goods trade deficit is surging, and it surged the most in over 3 years, meaning the tariffs are working against us. And imports rose 0.9% in July, while exports fell 1.7%. We got to take the focus off of tariffs and really start making a Manhattan Project-style commitment to rebuilding our factories so that once again we are one of the world's finest manufacturers, like we were going into World War II. And that was a key difference. Our manufacturing capacity was huge. We could make things. We could, you know, produce the ships and airplanes and weapons faster than the Nazis could blow them up, or the Japanese. We don't have that manufacturing anymore. It's one of the four M's that we are missing to go into a major war with a military peer: manufacturing, manpower, money, and moral rightness. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And turning to the immigration refugee issue, apparently over in Germany, this mother of a 3-year-old boy made a viral video. It's already had 2 million views, basically complaining her son cannot socialize with the other kids in the daycare center because only 2 of the kids in the daycare center out of 25 can speak German. And this mother, Lene Crouch, basically takes aim at German politicians like Merkel for what she claims is a botched immigration policy, which is forcing her 3-year-old who has no immigrant background to adjust to an alien environment in the daycare center. And there is the missing component in all this, because the open borders people are out there saying, you know, we should be sorry for the refugees, we should be sensitive to them, we should be concerned about their feelings. And yet when somebody says, what about the feelings of those of us who've been here all along? It's, oh, you're being racist, you're just being heartless, you're being cruel. You know, walls are bad, walls are bad. I understand heaven has a wall and a very strict vetting process. That was just sent to me in the email by one of our listeners. And it's a valid point. Sometimes walls are good things. Now, over in Bavaria, they basically have gotten tired of the refugee situation. And so Bavaria has launched their own new border patrol. And they've already logged over 1,750 civil and criminal indictments in this month, which is motivating Merkel and her allies to backtrack a bit from the open borders policies. So these Bavarian border agents have arrested over 500 wanted people and stopped over 220 illegal attempts to cross the border, according to Bavaria's Interior Minister Joachim Herrmann. Now, the agency was able to accomplish this despite the fact that when this border patrol was created on July 18th, the German federal government severely restricted its powers. I think their success is based on the fact they're in a target-rich environment. The refugees are just everywhere. The wanted criminals are everywhere. Germany is still seeing riots between the German Nazis, nationalists, patriots, Antifa, punks, and black blockers, along with the refugees after this German man was stabbed to death. This isn't working out the way Soros and his people told us it was going to work on out. We were all going to blend together and become multicultural and hug each other and sing Kumbaya. Not working. Over in Huddersfield, England, 31 men and one woman have been charged with sexual crimes, including the trafficking and rape of girls as young as 12 years old, along with the facilitating of sexual abuse. And 31 of the arrested are Muslim refugees. So are you feeling culturally enriched yet? Now, getting on back to that horrible shooting down in Jacksonville, the leftists, of course, immediately leaped on it. Oh, we've got to have gun control. We've got to have gun control. And as it turns out, he was able to legally purchase the firearms up there in Baltimore because his two hospital stays for mental issues, he voluntarily went in. And apparently the rules governing the background checks are it only counts as a hit against you if you are involuntarily committed to a mental hospital. I think that rule needs to be looked at. And, of course, it's known he was being prescribed antipsychotic and antidepressant medications. We know there's an issue with those. And, of course, that area where this was all being done was a gun-free zone, which is where 98% of mass shootings occurs. Now, transgender activist Charlotte Clymer tweeted a list of gun laws from the state of Florida and just a screed about how these have got to change, these have got to change. Then, of course, it turned out the shooter bought the firearms in Maryland. Now, Maryland actually has a very strict set of gun laws and a process for buying a handgun. It's very complicated. You have to be fingerprinted with the state police. You have to submit an application to the police to receive a handgun qualification license. You have to take a firearm safety course. I'm in agreement with that one. You have to verify your handgun qualification license to a federal firearms license dealer, submit an ATF background check, and then wait 7 days before you can purchase the handgun. A recent study from the Cato Institute ranked Maryland as the 46th worst state for gun rights, with only Massachusetts, New Jersey, California, and Hawaii as ranking as more hostile states for gun owners. Now, apparently, Electronic Arts, which was running this event, they're canceling it. The CEO of Electronic Arts says he's going to cancel the remaining Madden Classic qualifier events after these two people were fatally shot and 10 others injured at the Madden NFL 19 tournament in Florida. And in a statement, yesterday evening, Andrew Wilson said, "We've made a decision to cancel our three remaining Madden Classic qualifier events while we run a comprehensive review of safety protocols for competitors and spectators. We'll work with our partners and our internal teams to establish a consistent level of security at all of our competitive gaming events." Good thing to do. Little late, but good thing to do. Here's my question. Every venue I go to these days has a metal detector at the door. How did this guy get the guns in there? So, apparently the law firm Morgan & Morgan has already filed a lawsuit on behalf of one of the victims of the mass shooting. And they held a press conference. In fact, just a little while ago, it was on the TV. So the lawsuits are going to be flying on that one. Now, I'm all in favor of gun rights, but I'm in agreement people with demonstrable mental problems should not be allowed to have firearms. And in my book, being on antidepressants means you've got mental problems. And I'm not the only person who's out there. Patriot Rising came out with a story saying, yet another mass shooter that had his mind warped by antipsychotic and antidepressant medications. And this keeps happening over and over, and yet nobody in the corporate media will ever dare to call for a federal investigation into the pharmaceutical companies. That's because the big drug corporations spend billions of dollars advertising their product on TV, radio, and newspapers. And if you were to say, we think maybe this medication is dangerous, the gravy train would stop. Congress actually held hearings once about the link between antidepressants and violent behavior, and in the end, they did nothing. Now, the problem with antidepressants, where it gets into to trouble, is that it can impede impulse control. Now, obviously, this David Katz had just lost his tournament, was very angry, and he got the impulse to kill these two people. Now, normal human beings who are not on these drugs would go on out and walk it off. Maybe hit the bar. The problem with being on antidepressants is you get an idea in your head and you can't control it. Over at SSRIstories.org, there is one of the many case studies. Basically talks about this kid who tried to commit suicide. And they intervened. They got to him. They saved him. And after it was over, they said, "Why'd you do it?" And he said, "I don't know. The idea just popped into my head, and I couldn't help myself." That's the danger of these medications. And I know for a lot of people, these medications can be very helpful, but there are far too many of these adverse reactions that are costing lives, whether it's mass shootings or suicide. And I know from first-person experience how weird that can be. As my doctor, many years ago, before I even met Claire, put me on these medications, and it was a horrible, horrible experience. I'll never take them ever, ever again. So let's talk about deplatforming and censorship, because now Trump appears to be finally noticing what's going on. And he's doubling down on the claim that Google is suppressing conservative voices and hiding good news. And he's saying the situation is going to be addressed. And Trump is now claiming Google is rigging its results to show only bad news stories about him, that any good news about the Trump administration is being buried about it. Now, Google denied earlier that politics has got nothing to do with it. How silly. How silly. Politics doesn't play any part in the algorithms. And without some third party looking at those algorithms, it's impossible to say one way or the other. But Google is saying, nope, we're not biasing our search results based on politics. However, the heads of all the corporate social media have now been called on in for a hearing before Congress on the 5th of September. That would be next Tuesday, I think. Meanwhile, Larry Klayman, late of Judicial Watch, currently of Freedom Watch, is filing a lawsuit against YouTube and Facebook for discrimination against conservatives. So this is really starting to heat up. And I think that Google and Facebook and Twitter weren't expecting the reaction to be this strong. Now, from their point of view, they only have to keep doing this until November. And then they can start working to try and recover their audience, which I don't think is going to happen. People are feeling very burned and betrayed. That's why Facebook got caught once again, artificially inflating its reader numbers. Story out of Liberty Blitzkrieg. Censorship is what happens when powerful people get scared. And it's all out in the open now. Facebook isn't even hiding the fact that it's outsourcing much of its fake news analysis to the Atlantic Council, a think tank funded by NATO, Gulf states, and defense contractors. So you're going to get, you know, all the war is really fantastic stuff. And anybody saying, I think these wars are a bad idea. Oh, das ist der Fake News. Das ist der Fake News. Now, let's take a look at the so-called community standards by which some people are allowed to tweet and some are not. Now, this has to do with a guy named Peter Van Buren. And apparently, Peter Van Buren has a source inside Twitter that was able to find out exactly which tweets got him banned for life from Twitter. And he tried to verify it. Official Twitter will not respond to the inquiries. So he was accused of dehumanizing several reporters, targeted abuse, using words to offend them into silence. And the whole series of threads started when Trump accused the press of being enemies of the people, followed by Glenn Greenwald reminding us how the media enables America's wars. So far, so good. So he was responded to by this Sulam Anderson, who came on out and was talking about how her father, you know, was a POW, and therefore she's got gravitas. And so Peter Van Buren came on back and said, your father's in prison decades ago has nothing to do with Trump except to allow you to falsely conflate the two and claim faux virtue from the ignorant. And then he goes on to say he spent 24 years in government service, including a year in Iraq where he was shot at and mortared. So the argument just continued to build and build and build until finally Peter Van Buren made a comment about how Solum should really be taking a closer look at what's being reported rather than just worrying so much about, you know, reporters' appearances. And that was the one that supposedly crossed the line, according to Twitter. Now, as a counterexample, Milan Legius basically put up a tweet wishing death upon the National Rifle Association spokeswoman Dana Losh's children. And Twitter said, that's okay. Now, there was a huge, huge backlash, and Twitter finally took it down. But there clearly is a bias there. There's a liberal bias there. The liberals are trying to become the one state party of the United States of America. They're out for blood. They want to get rid of all conservatism. Ben Garrison's website, Graphics, has been suspended. Right now, he's posting his cartoons on social media until they start blocking them there. But apparently, it's all out war. It is all out war, which is why Republic Broadcasting does need your help. Interestingly enough, Brown University had put up a press release announcing a study that basically investigated if teens identifying as trans were yielding to peer pressure rather than to actual mental biological urges. We know there's a lot of peer pressure out there. We've seen it. They're out there pushing this. No, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you're trans, you've got to be trans. A lot of peer pressure, social pressure. And so apparently trans activists complained, and Brown University withdrew the press release, which was basically pointing to this research study from its own Brown University researcher about children who experienced what's called rapid onset gender dysphoria for the first time when they were hanging around one or more other friends who had become gender dysphoric and were transgender identified. It's peer pressure, and it's having a horrendous price. Over in Colorado, a 9-year-old boy killed himself 4 days into school after being bullied for coming out as gay. Now, that is a tragedy then and there of itself, and it's even more of a tragedy if it turns out that he wasn't really gay, that he just said it because he thought it was cool and it was hip and everybody else is saying it. This nation has gone absolutely crazy. It's absolutely bonkers. We'll be right back after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So, it's time to get into human-caused global warming. because, yes, even though it is August 28th and summer is still technically underway, it is starting to snow. There's Montana and Wyoming. In fact, one of our readers sent me a very beautiful photo of the snowy mountains there in Wyoming. And it's accumulating snow above 6,000 feet, which is a surprise to a lot of the vacationers in the area. Now, Britain is coming up on a week of icy frost, mist, and heavy rain. But the story then goes on to say, don't worry. Global warming, we'll have an Indian summer, and it'll be warm in September. Maybe, maybe not. But a lot of people are looking at the weather patterns, and they're saying, it looks like the seasons are changing early. And apparently snow is falling in Alberta, Canada. And here's where it gets to the good part. The Farmer's Almanac prediction. Now, for those of you who are farmers, you understand the Farmer's Almanacs have an amazing track record of predicting the overall weather. Now, they don't predict day to day to day to day, but they predict when you should start planting, when you should be thinking about getting the harvest in, and they have been just bang on spot correct. So, this year's Farmer's Almanac is predicting an early, bone-chillingly cold and snowy winter. They're even describing it as teeth-chattering cold. And I've been saying exactly the same thing. We're all looking at the same signs. Now, all right. This one was a little out of place in the talking points. A human rights coalition is now demanding that Google end the Chinese censorship project. Well, I think somebody needs to demand Google end the American censorship project. Google seems to be doing this everywhere for any government that asks. And so these 14 groups, which include Amnesty International, the Committee to Protect Journalists, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and Human Rights Watch, urge Google to call off the controversial project codenamed Dragonfly. But again, the perception coming out of this is that Google is doing this only in China, and I don't think that's accurate. I think the powerful have become very afraid. They've lost control of the minds of America. They can't sell us a new war. They can't hide the corruption any longer. And they are afraid, and that's why they're trying to bring down censorship in some kind of a way where somebody can't mount a First Amendment lawsuit. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-877-877.
1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.